Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Midrash says, Hakol Bekivui. Everything comes about because of our hope. The Etz Chaim explains this to mean, even if a person is not worthy of a certain blessing, his hope to Hashem is enough to receive it. Having hope brings salvations, and for this reason, the evil inclination expends great efforts attempting to lead us to despair. We must not be influenced. We have to know, no matter how long it's been, we can always be helped. The organization A-Time recently had their annual Shasathon, in which they raised almost $3 million to help childless couples. And the founder, Rabbi Rosen, spoke there, telling the people about a conversation he had with a man named Menachem exactly 1 year before. Menachem, a member of A-Time, was still hoping to one day be a father. He and his wife had gone through so many treatments and cycles without success. Each treatment requires a full month of dedicated efforts, revolving their everyday around it. Their hopes were constantly raised and then dashed, being left with broken hearts and a lot of tears, wondering if they will ever be zoche to have a child. They met with the medical director of A-Time, who came up with a new plan for them that seemed so hopeful. And when they received the good news, they were overjoyed. But they were afraid to say anything because it was still early. As time went on and things were progressing in the right direction, they shared their simcha with others, and it became even more joyous for them. Until that frightening night when their dream came crashing down, and once again they had to go back and start from the beginning. At the Shasathon last year, Menachem went over to Rabbi Rosen, full of courage and hope, and he said, "Rabbi, I want to speak at next year's event. I want to be able to share my simcha with Klal Yisrael." The rabbi was impressed with the words of this courageous soldier, but the rabbi also knew the prospects of that happening were not just bleak. There were several notches below that. He knew the statistics. He knew Menachem's history. But his words were so pure, full of hope. The rabbi replied with the word Amen. May it be the will of Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, amazingly, just 4.5 weeks ago, after a high risk and complicated pregnancy, Menachem and his wife were blessed with a beautiful baby boy. And indeed, he did get up to speak at this year's Shasathon, sharing his simcha with Klal Yisrael. He was full of gratitude. And at the same time, he taught us a lesson in sensitivity. He said, "Sometimes we hear of couples having a child after 5 years, and we think to ourselves, it was only 5 years, it's not so bad." But he said, 5 years is 60 months, 260 weeks, over 1,800 days. And every one of those days is so difficult. Investing months of time and efforts and tears and thousands of dollars. Having to spend each and every holiday with family, being the only ones without children. Attending happy occasions, feeling pitied for, hearing insensitive comments, not knowing if things will ever change. We have to be so sensitive to the pain that people are experiencing. Having emunah can do wonders for a person experiencing hardship, but the person doesn't always want to be preached to. Sometimes he needs to come to it on his own. Our hope to Hashem can bring salvation. We pray that all of those who need a Yeshua, whether it's with children, shidduchim, health, or any other area, Be'ezrat Hashem, they should experience the wonderful feeling of Yeshuat Hashem very soon. Have a great day.